This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 268, the biggest and most dangerous IELTS forum myth.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. Today, find out what many students are doing wrong when it comes to IELTS forums and find out how to make sure you don't fall for this myth. What's up, Jessica?
What's up? What's up, Buttercup? I just rewatched The Princess Bride the other day.
Yeah. Oh.
And the princess in there is, her name is Buttercup.
Oh,
do you remember that movie? And you know what's funny? Yeah. So like I rewatched that with a friend and with our sons because it's so cool that our sons are like 5 now and they can totally watch some of our favorite movies with us, like
awesome.
Princess Bride and Ghostbusters. Like it's so fun. So we watched that. And then I was listening to a podcast the next day, WTF with Marc Maron, and he interviewed Rob Reiner, the director of Princess Bride.
Oh, so
just
cool.
Funny. Yeah.
So cool. Yeah. That must have, when did that come out? Like, 2000, sometime in the middle of like 2005, 2006, something like that?
What? Princess Bride?
Yeah. When did it come out?
Are you serious right now? It's old, dude. It's like,
oh, it is?
1987 or something. It's
oh,
like,
really? Is that old? I didn't realize it was that old. Oh, wow.
Oh my gosh. How funny. Yeah. let me see the exact year. Cause that's guys, listeners, if you haven't seen this, it is a classic. Yeah. 1987.
Oh, wow. I thought it was newer than that because everyone's always talking about it these days, but oh, well. Oh, that's cool.
Right?
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Isn't that funny that you think it's new and you said because everyone's still talking about it? And that's true. This is such a classic, like Princess Bride, Goonies. These are movies that everyone still references, and not just our age people, not just the people who are like around when it came out, but you know, like everybody knows about this movie. So guys, if this is a cultural like icon, this is a culture marker, this movie. So if you haven't seen it, guys, please check it out. And if you're in a country that has Netflix, it's on there. I mean, it's easy to find. So definitely watch it. It's hilarious. And this is one of those quotable movies that if you've seen this, you're going to notice people quoting this in other movies, in current TV shows, in songs even, in conversations between native speakers. This is quoted. So this will definitely help your sort of cultural understanding and your the breadth of your ability to recognize cultural references if you watch this.
Yeah, because when we get into our target country, if we get to Canada, we get to the UK, I mean, we want to have something to talk about. We want to understand people's references. We want to be able to get into a conversation. And if we haven't watched these movies or been exposed to aspects of the culture, we'll just be sitting in the corner by ourselves.
I know, exactly. Yeah, totally. I mean, one of my go-to sort of strategies if I'm in a conversation with a Spanish speaker is to talk about my favorite movies from Mexico and Spain, you know, my favorite directors, my favorite movies. And so this is such a great strategy for being able to have conversations with native speakers. And not to mention that, guys, but you know, bringing it back to IELTS, I mean, this is one of the most common topics on the speaking exam. It comes up in part one. In part two, you could be asked to describe a movie that you've watched. So this is preparation for that, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's huge. So it'll help you all around. So guys, check out Princess Bride. Start with Princess Bride on Netflix.
And this connects to our topic today as well. So Lindsay and I were looking at some IELTS forums and and I just, the first page that came up on this unnamed IELTS forum, there were six of the most recent posts were asking candidates who were in the latest exam to come back to the forum and post the questions they had to answer on the speaking and writing test. And this is one of those things, guys. This is, we're coming at it from the direction of a myth. Like, this is a myth that this will help you, but it's also on a theme that we talk about, which is a time waster. This is not an efficient way to prepare for IELTS by going through the latest, questions. 'Cause you know what, guys? If you're taking the exam next week, even next month, you are definitely not going to see the same writing questions. Definitely not.
Right. But people still keep asking for those writing questions again and again. And I just can't understand. So our listeners are too smart for that, right? They understand that IELTS does not repeat questions, right, Jessica? There aren't any writing questions that get repeated ever.
No. I have seen, you know, I've been doing IELTS long enough where I have seen some questions repeat, but it's not like, it's not word for word. Okay. You're definitely not going to see the exact same writing question ever. But having said that, I might see a question that is familiar because something similar happened like 3 years ago. But we're talking about years here between even similar questions. So don't think about exact questions. Think about common topics and themes. And this is something that we cover that's covered in textbooks, that's covered in classrooms, a sort of idea of like the hot topics. I mean, sure, like education is a hot topic. Travel is a hot topic. The environment is a hot topic. So for sure, you might see questions about these common topics, but it's not going to ask you to produce exactly the same essay, you know? And I think this is going to hurt you if you think that this happens, that questions are repeated, because you're going to look at, you know, somebody's going to get out of the test, go on the forum, post the question that they had to write about, and then you're going to be like, all right, nailed it. And you're going to like answer the question, like practice that essay. And then you're going to go into the next exam thinking like, I got this, no problem. And then like, first of all, the question is going to be completely different because, as I said, the only time I've seen even similar questions, they're years apart, guys. Years.
Yeah, no. So it's a very lazy way of approaching test prep. You know, you just don't do that, guys. You need to go deeper. And I like this idea, Jessica, of going into themes, right?
Exactly.
At the very least, checking out themes, building the right vocabulary words for specific themes, and understanding how to structure your essay. It's not about getting the question. That's the biggest waste of time I've ever heard of.
And it's just going to hurt you guys. Because I mean, like, and maybe this is what has happened before, where I've seen students talk, like, their essay is not even about the question, really. Maybe they didn't even read the question because they thought that they knew it because they read something in a forum. And so they write about something that's totally not connected. And sure, like, the only score that is unaffected there is grammar. Maybe they'll still get, you know, a good grade for grammar, but cohesion, coherence, task response, vocabulary, all of these scores are going to be like seriously in the one range, band score one, because they're not answering the question. So that's horrible. But, you know, earlier in this episode, we talked about how movies is a common topic, and it is. And that's even on writing. Maybe you'll have to talk about like celebrity privacy or how much money is spent on Hollywood blockbusters and if that's justifiable or not. I mean, this is a common theme, and it could come up on the listening exam as well. So knowing these common themes, being prepared in that way, that's the only thing that's going to help you, not specific questions. That's writing. Okay. That's what happens on the writing test. On the speaking, it's a little bit different. So let me explain what happens. On the speaking test, you're going to be asked about three topics. The first topic is always, always, always about your home or your studies or your work, studies or work. Okay. Depending on what you're doing at the moment. So we know that is something you should definitely prepare for. obviously. And in our course, we give you the vocabulary you need for those topics. Also on our YouTube channel, I talk about 7+ idioms and vocab for those things. So that's something you could definitely prepare for, is that topic. Again, the questions might change. It might be, talk about the home you grew up in, or the house or apartment you have now, or the one you want in the future. Like, those things might change. Maybe not even your house or apartment. Maybe your hometown or the city you live in now. So again, like, it's a theme, but the questions aren't going to be exactly the same. Okay.
Right. So we're not memorizing questions here, right? We're just looking at themes. Yeah. I like that idea.
Exactly. Cool. And then, the examiner has like 10 to 15 more groups of questions that they can choose what to ask you about. And those questions do change. The IELTS does send out new booklets periodically with completely different questions. So again, like, there is no guarantee that you're going to get the same questions, even that the candidate before you got, or that the candidate that was on the test last week. Like, there's no guarantee that those repeat. So, guys, again, it's looking at themes. It's looking at hot topics like travel, free time, museum, school, family, shopping, movies, TV. Like, these topics repeat. The questions don't.
Before taking 3 Keys IELTS, Nadia from Indonesia got a 6 on her IELTS exam. After taking 3 Keys IELTS, she got a 7.5, and she followed the 30-day study plan. To do the same, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Right. And it's also getting strategies, right? Because we could know a question and maybe 1 in a million times we'll get the same question. We get lucky, right? 1 in a million times. But then do we understand how to really answer that question in a way that the examiner wants?
That's
true.
No.
Exactly. It's a very superficial way of preparing.
Exactly. So, yeah, I mean, if you're going to look at these forums and you're going to read this question and practice this specific answer, maybe you're even practicing wrong. Like, do you know how many sentences that you should talk about in part one? Do you know the strategy for organizing your part two answer? Do you know the strategy for organizing a part three answer? I mean, these are things that you really need a professional to help you with, not another student in an IELTS forum.
Definitely not a student that you don't even know what score they got, right?
I know, exactly.
A 4. I mean, like, I'm really skeptical. Yeah.
I know. Like, what if this student just goes in, and I've seen this happen on forums, like, people just go in and they say exactly what they wrote on task one. And I'm looking at this and I'm like, that's a terrible essay. Like, you got a 5, dude.
Right.
So, I mean, why are you spending your time reading what other students are writing or reading their ideas or their advice when they're just students and they're not even getting high scores? Like, that's not going to help you.
Oh, it's such a waste. You could spend that exact time and invest that in a course, or at least working with someone who really understands the exam, and it's guaranteed. You know their resume. You know what they've done in IELTS. You know that they understand the exam. I mean, this is our future that we're talking about, our life visions. We can't just gamble with it in this way. It's such a it's so lazy to gamble in this way. It kind of makes me mad.
I know.
This idea.
Okay. So to sum up today, guys, I would just stay away from the forums altogether, to be honest. Seriously. I mean, you know, it's just the idea of these myths that are being passed around. And we've talked about myths that we've seen on forums before, you know, like one test center gives you higher scores than the other. They're full of things that will distract you and things that will actually give you lower scores. All right. Yeah. They're a waste of time. Instead, commit to a system with a professional that you know is going to help you prepare and not waste your time, and is going to give you the real facts about what happens on IELTS, not these whatever rumors that you read on the forums.
Yeah, no, I mean, the problem with the forum is that you may get some good advice. Maybe there's an examiner, an ex-examiner in there answering some questions, but it's amongst all this other bad advice, right? Jessica, as you said, I mean, we don't know which is true, which piece of advice is true and which isn't. So
exactly.
It's yeah, I think this is probably our best advice, to just be very cautious if we're going to be there and probably just avoid it altogether. And a good way to avoid it, guys, is by getting into our course. You don't need to spend any time in the forums. Instead, you'll be in our Facebook group with other students learning the same system and strategies, and you'll be getting your questions answered by Jessica. Okay, so go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. You can get in today and you can just stop going to those forums and wasting your time.
Exactly. And if you do have a question about what happens on the exam, well, first of all, it will be answered in our course. And second of all, if it's not, if there's a worry, then you post the question and then I personally answer it. Like, I go in I answer the questions. If I'm tagged in a question, if my name is tagged, I see that and I go to it and answer it right away. So
definitely.
There you go.
Definitely. So we can put our mental energy finally into the right direction, moving into the right direction instead of possibly studying the wrong thing. It's just crazy. It's crazy.
Okay. All right.
All right. This has been a bit of a rant, but hopefully this has been helpful for our listeners to steer you guys in the, we think you're too smart for this, guys. You guys know the right way to prepare and you're going to do it. So, all right, let's wrap it up for today, Jessica. Thanks for hanging out.
All right. Have a good day, Lindsay.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.